We're Alive is brought to you by...
Today's season 4 premiere is brought to you by Audible, the leading provider of audiobooks online. Look no further for your reading needs. They've got everything you could want and more. And their library just grew from 100,000 to 150,000 titles, which is probably more books than you could get through in your first lifetime. Whether you like to read or like to be read too, Audible lets you switch it up using their magical Whisper Sync technology. No matter what device you're using, smartphone, MP3 player, or Kindle, Audible will save your bookmarks and let you return to right where you left off. Through We're Alive, you can get a free 30-day trial and free audiobook using the URL audiblepodcast.com/alive.
I didn't fear death, or what might be there on the other side if today was my last day. That was then.
Big hard right, Muldoon! Hard right!
I am! Stop missing!
I'm trying! They're fast! Little one down! Move up to the other! Head north!
How many left? Where are you now?
About 2 miles southwest of the colony, off Magnolia. One more left! There it is! Damn it! It went in between the buildings!
Roger, I see it!
We're on its tail with the truck! Hold your fire! There it is! Come on, man! Keep the target on this side of the truck! I can't freaking move the 50 cal that fast!
Alright!
I don't have time to keep switching sides, just... Hey, it's moving across! Take that road and go left! Cut him off!
Little one's headed through the store!
Just go down the road and cut him off!
But
just do it! Still in pursuit! I'll keep you posted!
Lost him! I told you we should have gone the other way! Come on!
Yeah! Target down! What was that? Huh? What was that again? I couldn't hear you over my awesomeness!
Coming around with the helicopter. I think that was the last one. Fuck. Confirm the kill.
Your turn, Carl. Get out, check it. I got you covered.
But...
Get up there and put a bullet in its mouth. Make sure it's dead.
You sure it won't get up?
Probably. But stay on the right just in case I gotta hit it again.
It's down.
What number is that?
11.
Yeah, number 11. Confirm dead.
We're approaching the first target now, the one they shot from the air.
Robbins, keep circling and watch the surrounding area. We'll let you know if it's down.
I know I hit it a bunch of times. It should be done.
Yeah, I'll be the judge of that.
Yeah, you know how hard it was for us to kill just one of those things?
Whew. I'm so glad y'all are back.
Hey, stay focused.
Haven't changed much, huh?
Shh. Oh, shit! It's still alive!
Oh man, barely. Look at all that blood.
Shh. Careful.
Shoot it through the mouth.
I know what I'm doing.
No more in the area. It's clear. Here too. Nothing around the colony wall.
What number's that one?
I don't know. Looks like... One.
Just shoot it already.
I want a clear shot. What was that?
that. Did you hear?
Yeah, you burst.
We're Alive, a story of survival.
Chapter 37. Balance of Power.
Part 1 of 3.
Another surge of attacks occurred within hours of us arriving in the helicopter at the colony. We'd barely unloaded the Pelican when about 30 came towards the back gate, including two of the little ones with the black numbers. Maybe a second wave or just some left over from before. But it didn't matter. We were stronger now. What we faced here couldn't compare with what we left behind in Boulder and Fort Irwin. Or so we thought.
The gate's barely holding up.
Surprised it lasted as long as it did.
Oh, we built it good, but man, I'm worried. What if...
Tatu! Fix!
Oh, okay, Michael!
See? Done. Relax.
Hey, what happened back there, man? It said something. You heard that, right?
It wouldn't be the first time they said a word or two.
Oh, yeah. Hallway suit guy. Can't forget that shit.
Hey, first time I've heard anything, man. That's some creepy shit.
Ain't nothing to worry about.
Really gotta find a way to mount that 50 cal. Sandbag thing didn't work too well.
You shot one, didn't you?
Well, yeah, but...
That's all that matters. We'll get it mounted later.
What time you got here?
You flew, dick.
Hey, where's my kill?
He was still alive.
Not anymore. But we left it outside the gate.
Nah. Not your kill. Better paint over your little tally mark on the bird.
Shut up, Muldoon. How many number ones did that make now? How many left?
I don't know. Tanya was keeping track. I'll check with her later.
Hey, you said you wanted us to bring back that little one's body, but they made us leave it at the gate. What's up with that?
It's all right, then. It's not like they're going anywhere.
What? Why? I thought you wanted to check them out.
I did.
They got rules here, apparently.
Rules? Who the fuck's running this place?
No one, really.
That can change.
What? You?
Maybe.
Because if it's anything like that pile of ash you ran before.
Aha, very funny.
Didn't you miss me?
Yeah, I don't know about that. You being in charge, I mean, people here tend not to forget.
Huh? What'd you do?
It's complicated. We'll just have to figure it out. You all are still following my orders, though, right?
Well, I didn't really think of it that way, but yeah, sure.
Of course.
I hadn't really considered it.
No. Just kidding. What'd you have in mind?
Focus on securing the wall for now. Who knows why they decided to come back, but they might try it again. And we should try to keep the chopper grounded. Don't know the next time we'll get fuel for it.
We have at least half a tank left, but yeah, I hear ya. It'll be dark soon anyway. Won't be able to see shit from above.
It's the one big advantage we have right now, so only use it if we have to. Same with the 50 cal, assuming they don't have other larger caliber munitions here.
Well, guns we got, but nothing that big.
Well, we got the other 50 cal back at Dunbar with some rounds, but it's broken. Thought
Dunbar?
Maybe Bert could.
That's the other apartment you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, we got a stash up there.
What about food and water? Do we have enough here if we can't get past the wall for a while?
The Maulers brought a decent amount with them when they took over, and didn't have a chance to leave with it.
That's one more reason to secure the walls right now. Those assholes could come back.
Doubt it.
I don't be too sure about that.
I don't know how Bert was still upright, but he was. A skeleton of the man I used to know. His face was covered in dirt and sweat, and he had deep black bags under his eyes. old blood soaked through the torn t-shirt bandaging his right hand, but that didn't stop him from holding a shotgun in his left.
Could any of them still be here? What if some are hiding out?
Nope. I checked around every corner. We're clean here. A few of the locals helped me out. The only maulers left are the dead ones on the ground. They're being gathered up with the other dead flesh feasters.
And they were bitching at me for trying to bring the dead special ones in?
Well, look, we'll deal with all that later. For now, hold your post around the walls. Your soldiers, people here are going to act and feel different with you around. They've been through a lot, and this will definitely help. They won't feel alone.
Oh, look at you, all warm and fuzzy. What happened to you out there? Something finally crawl out of your butt?
You, go lay down. In a bed. I don't need anybody setting you on fire thinking you're another corpse.
Very funny. I'm fine, I just need a...
Whoa, easy. I got you.
Oh, I'm all right.
Look, you all go now. I'll take him over to the hospital thing, right? Tanya's there?
Yeah, I was about to say I should get back there to help. Unless anyone else has medical training.
Not enough to do any good.
Vic, would you check on Lizzie at the house? Make sure she stays put, all right? Riley and Kelly are still watching.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, come on, Bert.
Let's pause up.
Hey, help me move him into that bed.
It's not clean.
Yeah, well, grab a new sheet. The makeshift hospital was filled with wounded. Some from the battle with the Maulers, some from the first zombie attack, some from the second. There were about 12 beds, all filled.
Him? What's wrong with him now?
I got him, Mama. He's just a little hypoglycemic and a bit dehydrated.
Well, I'm almost all out of saline bags. If he can handle it.
I can drink.
Then do it. We'll stick you if we need to. You keep running yourself into the ground. Stop it!
I couldn't help myself.
Here. Just go slow, okay?
Anything I can do?
Oh, I don't know. Just sit, okay? Till I think of something. Jesus, this place is a mess. We're out of everything. Hope, get me bottle 5 from the second storage cabinet.
All right.
Better be there. And Hope, I better not catch you peeking under your bandage. You leave that on. Michael, you can start picking up the soiled bandages.
Yeah.
Oh, Saul, I could use some Durabond. I had some in one of my bags on the Pelican. The gray one. Go find that.
I think it's... Oh, well, I don't know. I'll just go.
Yeah. Hey, lady. You don't look so good. Oh. Hey, Michael.
I see her. Hey, you okay?
I don't know.
You don't look so good.
It hurts.
She laid there, staring up at the ceiling, face white. She gripped the cloth of her bed tightly.
Oh. Ah.
Well, what hurts? How can I help?
My leg.
Okay, just hang in there, okay? Tanya, can you? It's okay. She'll be here in a moment. What's your name?
Amy.
It's gonna be okay, Amy. Just breathe, okay?
I'm trying.
It's good. You mind if I check?
Please.
There were two large gashes across her left leg. The wounds were bandaged hurriedly and were starting to leak. I know. She'll fix you up right, okay? Do we have anything for pain?
Get in line. We got next to nothing.
Look, you're just gonna have to hold on, okay? See, you're not so bad. Otherwise, she'd be here right now, so... In the meantime, I guess I can get you some new bandages, or...
I don't know. No! Oh! Ah! Ah!
How'd this happen?
Oh,
What hurt you?
I don't know. It happened so fast.
What cut you?
It's okay. It's okay. The skinny one didn't bite me. It was just a scratch.
Tanya!
Hold on!
Amy looked up, breathing heavily. With every blink, her eyes got darker and more cloudy. Her face now losing color, but she kept fighting it.
Please.
We can't.
No.
I'm really sorry.
Please.
Michael! What are you...
She's turning, Tanya.
We can deal with it another way.
Well, hurry, will you?
Where's the...
Hurry!
Oh, well, things will work.
Move!
Tanya injected several syringes into the tube going into Amy's arm. It only took fractions of a second for her body to stop struggling. Did those...
Yes. Better this way. Didn't have anything to try to save her. I have to conserve what we have for the living.
You didn't know how she got hurt?
She didn't tell me anything.
Someone help!
Oh, all right, I'm coming. Hey, you, take this one outside, all right?
All right.
I'm sorry. Oh, man. Bert. Bert? Through all that, huh? I don't know how, but shortly after sitting down, just like Bert, I fell fast asleep. Through all the commotion of people in pain, I didn't wake up once, and no one tried to get me up either. But there's only so much you can sleep through.
What is that?
I don't know. The place was dark now. It had been hours since I'd fallen asleep. There were 10 patients still in their beds, all apparently stabilized and resting. The screaming continued down the hall, and Tanya, Saul, and Hope were nowhere to be found.
God! Shit!
Hold it! I'm trying!
Are there any more bottles in the lower cabinet? Any at all?
None.
Go bring me anything you can find and get anything labeled 30 to 40.
Oh, whoa. Sorry.
What's going on?
Stop fighting me, okay? I told you we should have gotten to her sooner.
It wouldn't have mattered, and the others were dying.
You sure I'm not?
She was stable.
You call the stable!
Can we give her more pills?
She's already borderline overdose. It's just not enough.
Well, what about whiskey or something? I had that. It helped.
We can't thin her blood any further.
We have to do something. Come on.
There's nothing left. Everything I had here is gone now.
I slowly made my way inside. In the center was a young Asian girl with a bloody, dark-colored leg with a cloth tourniquet on the top. She was in really bad shape.
Michael, now's not the time.
You need help?
What the fuck does it look like?
Hey man, seriously, just let us handle this.
What about chloroform? It might be a little risky, but it's something.
Yes! Give it to me, please!
You have that? Why didn't you say anything?
No, I'll have to make it. I need a few things, but it wouldn't take long.
Then do it. Do it now.
Well, I don't know where to find...
Just make a list. Hurry.
All right, bleach. Nail polish remover or acetone.
Wait. This is the shit you used on Lizzie before.
Not intentionally, but yeah.
No. Too dangerous.
Saul, look at her. You keep writing.
Do it!
Look, there. It's not a lot. They might have this stuff around here somewhere. I just...
Here, run this to Max at the front door. He'll know where to go. I have a few glass jars in storage.
All right.
CJ, I'm going to be gone just a second. We'll make this, okay?
Here, I found these.
Go back and grab me the funnel, okay?
Okay.
If I can get this done fast, will it work? Can you fix her?
I can't do much of anything right now while they're squirming around. So, yes, I think so.
Then you'll be able to fix her leg if she's out?
Fix? What? No.
But you...
Leg's too far gone. We release that tourniquet, then she'll die either way.
Then how do you...
There's no way. We can't save it. Her leg has to come off.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
This episode of We're Alive has been brought to you by Audible.com. If you need a suggestion, you can start with World War Z, An Oral History of the Zombie War, by Max Brooks, narrated by the author, along with Alan Alda, John Turturro, and Rob Reiner. They also have stand-up albums and spoken word, in addition to the classics and today's top titles. Once again, that's audiblepodcast.com/ALIVE to snag your free trial and book.
Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies,
Otto Sterk, Constance Parn,
Blair Beihauer, Elisa Elliott,
Shirley Jordan,
Scott Marvin,
Jane Lehosh,
Brett Newton,
Christian Vieira,
Jay Olegario,
Katie Keene, Sean Lewin,
and
Tony Ray.
Written and directed by Casey Wayland.
Line producer Alex Herrera. Zinterns Ray Husky and Lauren Kroon. Voice cut by Brent McLean, edited by John DiGiacomo and Casey Wayland.
Music selections and intro by Brother Dan.
Produced by Casey Wayland and Grayson Stone. We're Alive, the serial audio drama, was created by Shane Salk and Casey Wayland. For a complete list of crew, please visit www.zombiepodcast.com.
This has been a Wayland production.